We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
B. Mitch and Finley, Victory Monday, presented by Chiniga Mayos. Visit mayoscareers.com to view open positions and apply today. Victory Monday, Chiniga Mayos. All right, phone lines are packed. Let's get to them. I thought this was a really good tweet from Hail to the District. This season, the Washington football team is 6-2 when Brandon Scherff plays, 0-4 when he doesn't. Interesting little stat there. Helps you. Let's go to, who we got, Javon in Rockville? You sure it's not Devon?
Yeah, I don't know what he was thinking. I said Devon, he must didn't understand.
Yeah, come on, Linnell. We know Devon. What's up, Devon?
Hey, I'm good, man. It feels good, man. Of course, nobody's seen this coming. You know what I'm saying? I definitely didn't. I've been emotionally checked out, but I still support my team. I still want them to go out there and win every week, and it's reality. That's what they're doing. Only thing I do think, I think they play a little too conservative at times.
Yeah, I thought the second and third quarter Gibson. Again I yesterday.
I love Gibson running the ball. He's running the ball long as he protects it. I like it. But I feel like throughout the game, I'm only a coach or, you know, but I just feel like we could just do a trick play or we could just do something more than just, all right, we want to run it. Our defense is playing great. Let's just, if we get more points, if we get more yards, then that's it. You know what I'm saying? I think to beat Dallas this week, I think you really got to switch it up. It will be good to switch it up. And I'm not saying, like, play call. I just think just throw everything at them. Like, hurry up offense in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Just do just give your team all the way. I don't think, like, be misrepresenting. Doing the same thing is going to catch up. I really think so. And we playing dominant defense. We playing good, smart offensive football, but we're not putting up points. And I feel like the reason why is because we're playing too conservative in spots of the game. But it's Dallas week. I'm ready. If I can find me some tickets, I will pay the price. I'm trying to be in the building. And, yeah, man, let's keep this thing going. Let's try to make it 5 in a row, man.
All right. Thank you, D.
You know, so, and I think what he said is kind of a thing. The defense is playing so damn good. Well, you can be a little conservative. And I think that's why I feel in my mind, my heart, that the defense deserves a lot more credit than they're getting. Because you can do what you're doing on offense. You can just run it, and back it because they're not letting nobody move down the field anyway.
Right. You know? I agree with that.
Yeah.
But still, I think they did the same thing in the Seattle game. You'd like to see them, when you're scoring early like that, keep it going. Like try to put it away early.
Like I told Ron last night, man, look, stressful.
Yeah, right.
I want to see a game where I could be, you know, want to pop a bottle open or something at the end of the game. I'm up here scared to even much turn a move.
They made me lose my voice.
Nah, I don't think they made you lose. Your voice was lost when the game started.
You don't think? I'm pretty sure that's how it went down. Landfill, don't you think that's what happened? Yeah, definitely. Let's go to Jay in Centerville. Jay, what's up, dude? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey.
What's up, man?
Man, I'm in a bad hurt. Hey, B. Mitch and hey guys, I wanted to say, man, we got four W's. We got four W's in a row. Taylor Heineke is hit and he don't hit back.
All right, Jay, I'm going to put you back on hold.
Yeah,
you say you're in a bad
area.
Get to a better area. Oh, we got a legend on the line, Tailgate Ted.
Ted.
Hello, Ted. How you doing, buddy?
Happy Victory Monday, boys.
Ted sounds like me. Ted's been in Vegas,
Ted
too.
Ted sounds like that all the time.
I'm still out here, man. I'm still out here. Yeah, that was a crazy one. I can't believe we are where we are right now, considering we were 2-6.
Absolutely, it's unreal. Man.
I just think about all those Nationals t-shirts, you know, 19 and 31, and you know, I'm wondering, come February when we're all at SoFi celebrating, are there going to be t-shirts that say 2-6 Washington football team on them?
Wow, Ted. Ted's going there, B. You ready for it?
Nah, Ted's still in Vegas.
Yeah,
Ted. He might be still drinking.
Ted might have the vitamin T coursing through his veins.
Ted, we got to pump the brakes on that one a little. We got to let that happen first.
Hey, we got hope, B. We got hope.
We
this
do.
Team is different. They're actually a team.
Ted, let me ask you this. I asked Brian this earlier. When Taylor threw the pick, and then they're coming back on the field, now they're down two, or down one, rather. What did you think was going to happen in that moment? What were your nerves like?
I felt that we had the chance, considering when he threw that pick, there were 7 minutes left in that game. And the only thing I can equate it to is that 2012 season with Robert, even though we were down for some of those games, you never felt that we were out because of the electric plays he could make in that pocket. I feel the same way with Taylor when he gets a chance.
I'm with you.
I do wish he would hold onto that ball a couple times instead of giving it to Gibson and pull that read option, because, man, those lanes were open out there. And he could have just made it a little bit easier on us fans.
Ted, thank you for calling, buddy. Appreciate you. So I was thinking about this. I've been going to these games, covering this team. The last time FedEx Field truly bumped was 2012 for Robert Griffin III. I think this Sunday, start up the hashtag landfill, make FedEx Field bump again. Dude, you're riding a 4-game win streak with Dallas coming to town. Pack that place. I know it sucks. Pack it. Scream for them.
Well, I can say this. It's gonna be some blue in that stadium.
I'm aware of that.
And I think all of a sudden now, all the prices have jumped up. You're gonna make people that want to come say, "Well, hell, I'm not spending that." You might want to lower them back a little bit so you can make sure you get your fans in there before their fans go in there. See what I'm saying?
Totally. I don't know how that works, right? Like, I don't know.
Oh, I know how it works. But it is what it is at this point.
I mean, can you not get in upper levels cheap?
Upper
Damn.
Levels was most expensive.
I just pulled this up. This is outrageous.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
No wonder nobody's going to be at this damn game. Dude, upper levels are $300.
See?
Lower levels are $600 to sit in section 120. Nobody's going to pay that, right? Would you pay that?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I haven't paid for tickets in a long time. I don't know if I'm, I know how to pay for tickets. To say it like that.
We had season tickets when I was younger, and to sit in the upper deck, it was $50 a game. $300 a game is insane. It is
and
absolutely
last week,
insane.
They weren't nowhere close to that. That's what I'm saying. And I think that and yes, you want to capitalize off of stuff, but you're in a different situation right now.
Right. Dude, I'm looking at now, I don't know who sets this. If this is like individuals that own the tickets set it, or I don't think the team does. I'm looking at section 412, which is the end zone upper level. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
$420. Nobody's paying that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people will pay that. That seems bananas to me. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to pay $420 for an upper, you can go to section 114, which is in the corner of the end zone, for $488. I'll just pay more for a better seat. Regardless, though, something seems broken here. That's the plan, right? Like, please make FedEx Field bump again.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to DNC, our guy Darren. Darren, what's up, buddy?
Welcome to the Darren experience. No, I'm just kidding, man. I'm not going to lie, man. I'm so excited about what this team is doing, man. I feel like Tailgate Ted. Speaking of Tailgate Ted, man, He looks 30, but sounds 77. I love Tailgate Terry, man. I really do, man. I love his content, man. I love listening to him on, with John Kahn. But, man, I seen his pitch. I was like, dude, you sound 77 when you call in on the show. But anyway, man, I'm not going to lie. B-Mitch, you are absolutely right. Watching that game, it's like I couldn't get relaxed because that question you just asked, JP, where were your thoughts at when we were down one and they scored? I still felt like, okay, it's either going to be 17-15 like last week or 21-15 because I feel like Taylor Heinicke can make things happen because I trust the O-line. I trust these trenches. I told one of my homeboys last night, we was talking after the game, I'll bet money with any other team or anybody else that our trenches are better than anybody else. Now, every other position group, I feel like they need to step up because I said it before each game, the last three games, the DBs need to step up. The trenches, the D-line, the O-line, I trust them because the next man up theory has been working. You know, Keith, I was screaming Keith Eastman when he was a rookie, and B-Mitch, you told me, he was like, man, he's a rookie, he can't play. Well, I'm glad he went through his whatever maturation process he's going through because he's playing and he's inserted himself into this O-line, and he's a part of that, those nasty bacon-smelling guys pulling their weight. Gibson, keep doing your thing. I love this team. I beat Dallas. Thank you for taking my call. Hail to the Burgundy and Gold.
Thank you, Darren. Appreciate you, buddy. Did he say bacon smelling guys? Did I hear that right?
Yeah. That's what they say they want the lineman to be the what's called and smell like bacon.
Kinda like that. I kinda want to smell like bacon. I don't know what I smell like.
Somebody
right now.
Might bite you.
I've been on an airplane for 40 hours.
As long as you wash your tail before you got on the plane, you should be all right.
I mean, I've showered in the last 24 hours, but
you should be okay then.
You wanna come smell me?
No.
Linnell, you want to come in here and smell me?
The last thing any man want to do is come smell you, JP. You smell yourself, and your eyes started to water. So now you got that onion going on.
I think I smell okay. Ren Gambino on Twitter says, it's season ticket holders reselling their tickets at those high prices. This game is the most profitable. I'm keeping my tickets, and I'll be there, but I'm sad to say I'm bringing a Dallas fan. Listen, man, if you own the tickets and you can sell them and make a big profit, like, I get it. I understand how the world works. I don't know why you're bringing a Dallas fan, though. Bring somebody else.
Probably his girlfriend.
Perhaps. Perhaps.
Or his dad or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I'm not, like, a naive person that doesn't understand how supply and demand works. But, damn, man, I swear this happens every week at FedEx Field. Where, you know, the last hit I do for the pregame is usually right around like 12:40 for a 1 o'clock game.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear I look around and I say to like Abernathy, our photographer, I'm like, damn, I thought this crowd would be much better. I don't want to say that this Sunday. I just want to look around and be like, damn, this crowd is bumping. Make FedEx bump again. That's my plea.
Okay.
Let's go to Devin in Fairfax. Devin, what's up, man? You're on with B-Mitch Finley.
Well, get ready, JP, because you're going to be saying the same thing you say before every game. Damn, this place is empty. Because of old Snyder.
Why?
Well, we know why. Let's just pretend like Snyder doesn't exist, okay? Remove him from the equation. We've got Jason Wright on Twitter begging / shaming fans to want to come into the stadium. Please come in, guys. Fill the seats. You looked at the ticket prices, $326. That's the cheapest price I can find for a ticket. I looked at the other NFC wildcard teams in the hunt. All right, let's see. The Falcons, $86 is the cheapest tickets I found. They're playing the Panthers. That's an interdivision rivalry game. And that's with playoff implications on the line. The Niners and Bengals, $56 cheapest ticket. Let me see one other one. We got the Steelers on Thursday Night Football playing the Vikings. $60. It's outrageous.
Yeah, but what if this is just season ticket holders selling their tickets?
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but that's
like
not
on
the entire,
some point that's on like all of us, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Why not?
It's on. It's Snyder because it's on the owner. I just said remove him from the equation.
It's about the owner. Everything falls back to Snyder. We all know it. To go there to his dump of a stadium, nobody wants to put money in his pockets.
it's never going to change until he's gone, unfortunately. And, you know, Jason Wright seems like a good guy, a good man, but he's just kind of parroting whatever the devil's telling him to be worked for.
All right, man. Thank you, Devin. Brother. I mean, listen, I hear you, and it's so easy to dump on Snyder for everything, but if people own these tickets and they resell them for more money on the secondary market, I know that they sell a bunch of tickets to secondary ticket brokers, too.
Someone said that, but I'll ask you this question. Is the stadium sold out?
Like, officially?
Yeah.
I doubt it. I'll go to their website.
So every ticket being sold online is not from no season ticket holder.
It's a fair question. Hold on, I'm going to tickets right now. Because I know you can almost always buy club level. Dude, look, I'm going right now. This is WashingtonFootball.com. This is their website. Buy tickets for the Cowboys game. Let's see what this lets me do. I'll say I agree to whatever this is. Damn. So this says see verified resale tickets. So this is their official website, and it's the same thing, $400 tickets. Something doesn't smell right here, B. Right?
Hey, man.
I mean, I'm on their website. You can get club level, section 321, $500 tickets. And they got 41 of them available. Hmm. I don't mean this flippantly. $500 tickets? Hmm. I know that we live in an area where people have some means. That's outrageous. So say you want to take your wife or your son. A pair of tickets is $1,000. I am confident once you get into the fees, all the convenience fees, how much do you think that is before you're done with fees? $1,200? And then you got to pay parking is another $100. You're at $1,300 before you have a soda. For a lot of folks, that's rent. Damn, that's outrageous. I mean, how do you expect people to put up with that? Well, you know what? I'm getting my own answers to my own questions. Mm-hmm. Make FedEx bump again. Figure something out. Sell cheaper tickets. Do something. Goodness, this is wild. I had no idea the scope of this. I mean, I can't believe this is their official website with these dollar amounts. It's one thing when I'm looking at StubHub and SeatGeek, but this is...
But why wouldn't you?
That's crazy. And here's what I'll say. I'm looking at this right here. Section 321, okay? Looks like a pretty good seat. 40-yard line club level on the visitor's bench. They have 41 tickets available. 41 at $500 a pop. Maybe drop it to 200 and people will buy them and you won't have 40 tickets available. Right?
How much?
I'm no math guy, but if you sell 40 at 200, it's going to be better than selling zero at 500. And people don't think they're getting pillaged. I want to have fun because this is not fun, this current rabbit hole I'm on. I want to ask Landfill. I want to ask Brian. Who are the unsung heroes? Who are the guys that are making it happen during this win streak that we're not talking about enough? Let's do that next on B. Mitch and Finley. But guys, I got to tell you, it's JP Finley, and you've heard me and B. Mitch talk for months about Paul Henry's window installation. I've been talking about it so long, I used to have a voice when I talked about it. I loved working with Paul. His son came out, did my windows, showed up early, got the job done early. We agreed on a price, and it never went higher. Paul is just an honest dude, and you can feel that when you work with him. For the entire month of December, Paul Henry's Windows is running not one, but two great specials. Paul will give you 10% off windows purchase with a 5-window minimum or 10% off any door purchase. Don't delay. Call them right now for these two great specials. 10% off windows purchase with a 5-window minimum and 10% off door purchases. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell them JP Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com. You're clear. Home improvement choice.
All right, here we go. 1:41 to go. Raiders moving left to right. First and 10 at their own 20. Carr in the gun takes the snap. Washington brings four. Pocket collapses, and down he goes. He is sacked. Sacked by John Allen. And now there's a flag down that likely will be a hold against Vegas as well.
Great point from Landfill there. How bad is it when you get a holding penalty and still give up the sack? That shows you the kind of player
that's awful.
John Allen's being right now. Victory Monday on B. Mitch and Finley, presented by Chiniga Mayos. Visit MayosCareers.com to view open positions and apply today. MIOScareers.com. So I wanted to talk about something. I mean, we spent basically the first hour of the show talking about Taylor Heinicke. We've talked about Antonio Gibson, Brandon Scherff. We talked about a lot of the big names.
Mm-hmm.
Who are some of the unheralded guys, you think, that we're not talking about enough but that deserve some real shine, both yesterday's game and this season? I'll open up the phone lines on that. 800.
I think Curl, yesterday.
I think Curl is kind of past the unheralded part of town. I think he
But the thing about it, you don't hear people.
He was like, really good yesterday.
Last year he was discussed all the time. This year you don't discuss him as much. But I think if you're a guy playing in the secondary and we're not discussing you, like we were discussing a lot of them earlier, and we're not discussing him now, he's handling his business.
I think he's probably their second best defensive player after John Allen this season.
That says a lot.
And I think he's probably a top five player for them overall. Maybe more than that. I mean, who would you put ahead of him? Terry and John? Maybe Gibson?
Yeah.
Something like that.
The names are the only ones you can say. You're not going to choose many other people that are anywhere close.
I'll tell you one guy for me that stands out both yesterday and all season is Adam Humphries. He tends to make big catches in big moments. He's tough, good route runner. I mean, his stat line is never close to the importance he shows in games, I think. Landfill, any players that stand out for you that maybe are off the radar a bit?
I was going to also say Adam Humphries, but I think you can maybe even fit DeAndre Carter into that for the same reason.
For sure.
He doesn't really seem to catch a ton of passes, but they're just all huge. You know, when he does, it's always for a first down or a touchdown or something there.
Right. For sure. I'm with you.
Yeah, he's a baller.
And, I mean, he had a real good return yesterday, too. I mean, he's a real threat in the return game. What about you, Linnell?
During this win streak, Danny Johnson has been huge, I feel like.
Yeah, and really you're right.
Helps Danny, solidify that secondary.
Danny, and you hear Ron talking about Danny a lot. Danny comes in, he tackles. He's probably as consistent a tackler in a secondary as I've seen. And he makes plays and don't give up a lot. You know, he's not the fastest guy out there, but that guy makes plays over and over again.
It's let them move Kendall back outside. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a really good one. I think those are the kind of guys that you need when you have – role player is such like a basketball term because football's just got so many players that everybody kind of has a role.
Mm-hmm.
But when those guys start to play well and perform is when I think teams start to really function at a high level. When
yeah.
you got 53 guys all pulling the rope one direction.
You get the late draft picks and the free agents to start to hit. That's when your team is going to be something special. You know, you bring in the first rounders and the high paid free agents, they're supposed to hit. But when you get those guys that you wasn't expecting to be at a certain level, that's when things start to work out damn terrific for you.
Totally. Totally. Let's go to the phones. Let's see what our guy Mark has to say. Mark, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Top of the day to you, gentlemen.
What's
great
up, man?
Great victory. Brian, it sure is good to hear you keeping these people on an even keel, being an experienced player and calling the shots the way they are. And I agree with all the guys you say that are the unsung heroes.
Appreciate you.
And Brian, also, I want to get back to what you were saying about the tickets because I've been waiting long enough. And I got to say this, guys, it is Snidely Whiplash and his band of merry men that are doing this to the team, trying to gouge money out of people. Even though he's not around, they must realize that the average fan cannot afford $1,000 to take them and someone else, whoever it may be, to a game, plus paying $10-$15 for a raunchy piece of garbage, the food they sell there, and a drink, like you gentlemen brought up. This needs to be addressed, and people need to realize it, that unfettered greed is what's wrong with our world. And hey, Brian, JP, keep up the good work, and thanks a lot, guys. I sure appreciate it.
All right, man.
Hey,
appreciate
Mark,
you.
Quick question, buddy. What exactly is raunchy food? What constitutes raunchy food?
Raunchy food, JP, is food that they sell people that is not healthy to eat and very low in nutrition. I hear you talking about the food you eat, and that's cool and everything, but you need to learn a little bit more about how your food is raised and how it's grown. We are all what are called a dynamic accumulator. And if you take in bad things, if you notice the Redskins and all the other professional teams don't feed their stuff, they feed people at the stadium. They may eat it occasionally, but it is not good for you. And thanks a lot, guys.
All right, brother.
Thanks, dude. When you sound like I do, it's clear that I optimum athletic performance, and I treat my body like the temple it deserves. People are upset about this ticket stuff. I got a text from a buddy that is a season ticket holder, and he basically said, I'm not going to say the name, I'm a season ticket holder. If I try and put my tickets up for resale, it tells me what the average ticket is going for on the aftermarket. It also tells you what Washington sells them for directly. Prices are set high by Washington, and then everyone is trying to double that value. Mm-hmm. It's awful.
Yep.
It's all starting to add up here in a bad way. Let's go to KT in Memphis. KT, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitchell Finley.
What's the word, guys? Thanks for having me again, man. Hey, look, I had to steal away again. I'm in the office real quick again. Listen. Hey, don't do that, man. Look, just we're going to keep it KT. But I don't think I'm going to bow down this way listening to you all. But listen. One thing, man, as soon as you mentioned unsung heroes, man, I immediately thought of Hump, man. Hump is like that guy that you need third and four. Hump going to give you five, and he's going to catch it. He's made some key plays. I think it was that big catch. I can't even remember which game it was. He made that big catch going out of bounds to make it a first down so we can keep the drive going. I'm all on Hump. Man, that game on yesterday, that kicker, I mean, get it. I hope y'all gave him a game ball on the other pod.
Hell yeah, we did.
Dude, when he got ready to kick that ball, I walked down the hallway. I told my son, I can't watch it. I don't trust it. I don't trust it. Because he only been with us a few. I walked down the hallway and listened to my son. I said, yeah. Then I ran back in the room hollering and screaming because I know he made it. But I'm excited. Again, we in Cowboy country. I got a Cowboy fan next door to me. My ISS guy, he's nervous. He said, man, I am nervous as a prostitute in a church. I said, well, all the pressure on you all. You all pick the win. We're just going to keep rolling. Man, I'm excited, man. Look, right. Thanks for having me. Y'all be easy.
All right, brother. Appreciate you, KT. Yourself, man.
Thank you, buddy. That was a hell of a line there, Landfill. I hope you wrote that one down.
Yeah, I've heard that one before.
I think the Cowboys, listen, they're favored, obviously. I think they should be. They've been the better team throughout the season. They're two games up on the, they're 8-4. Washington 6-6. Yeah, there's no rational argument that Washington's a better team, but I think in the last month Washington might be the better team.
Yep.
And I think Dallas is aware of that, and I think they're paying attention to what Washington's doing. The way, you know, what's funny too, the way Washington's playing kind of bully ball is what Dallas claims to be.
That's what they do too.
See, they haven't been, though.
My look this week, and we always get to the point where we sort of find out what you're going to be looking at. I'm going to look at them and their offensive line against the Iowa D-line. I mean, that's a matchup that you have to – because they spent a lot of money on that offensive line.
Yep.
And
a lot of draft capital.
And, yeah, and they got Zeke and Pollard, which I think Pollard is the better person, better back at the time. I feel that we're going to have to stop that running game, because if we allow them to run the football, then they're going to pass it.
And Dak will get you, man. I think that'll be a really fun one. I think it'll help if Montez Sweat gets back on the field. I do think that's possible. Obviously, look, at this point in the season, I don't think you're going to get Logan Thomas. I think he's done for the year. I think Schefter or rap sheet, one of those guys reported that last night.
ACL and MCL.
Yeah.
But think about it, like Montez, okay? This is the expectations part. You got to limit that some. Broken jaw, you don't get to eat a lot. You lose a little weight.
Right.
You lose a little strength.
Through the Wire, the Kanye song.
Yeah, so when he comes back, you know, will he be what he was? That's the question.
What's he say? I drink the insure for dessert. What? There's such a good line in that song. Go ahead,
I drink a Boost for breakfast and Ensure for dessert.
Yeah, that's what it is. Maybe that's what Montez is doing. Maybe he'll be ready to fire off that line, Landfill. We'll see. I think unsung heroes on the defensive side of the ball we didn't really get to. How about James Smith Williams? Young man, seventh round pick from last year, forced into a lot of snaps now because of injuries to Chase Young and Montez Sweat. I think they credit him with a half sack yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, that guy, Daniel Wise, gave him some really good snaps yesterday. There are people making the most of these opportunities. And I think that is really rewarding to see for this Washington football team. And I think you don't get on a hot streak like this without contributions from guys further down your roster.
Yeah. And I think the ultimate contribution has been all the guys that played line, whether it's a defense or the offense. They allow all those other little guys to do their jobs, and they've been good. You know, although it's been a lot of backup guys and guys that you didn't expect to play on the offensive line, they've done a terrific job. And it's not just Allen and Payne all the time. Ioannidis comes into the game. Yep. Settle gets a chance to play. And they have all played terrific on this four-game stretch, and they have to continue. And some of those names are not called a lot. And you have to say most of those guys, the line, O-line, D-line, the ones that don't like the Brandon Sheriff, they don't get called like him. Those guys have been unsung heroes as well.
You know what's crazy, too, is I think the offensive line might have had their worst performance of the win streak yesterday. Now, some of that you got to credit the Raiders. You got to credit Crosby and Ngakoue. But
optimism that Montez Sweat could return to practice this week. Ben Stanick would be a huge boost for the defense to get him back, but they have 21 days to activate him off of IR.
Right, you get three weeks. I also got a text from somebody that said his jaw wasn't wired shut, so maybe he could still eat. Okay. Now, I can't imagine he's ripping into steaks or whatever, but maybe it's more than boost.
If you got a broken jaw, you're eating something different.
Right.
You're eating some soft stuff, some oatmeal.
Soft serve ice cream? You got to go swirl.
Yeah, but soft serve ice cream is not going to help you out. It's going to put you back, set you back, JP.
I could go for some of that right now. Here's what I want to do. Unsung heroes. Who is making plays that we're not talking about that deserves some love? Let us know. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Taking your calls when we return. There, I mean,
hey,
just saying.
I don't have a problem with it.
Just saying.
If they win 10 games, that's cool.
Giants kind of suck. They might be playing Jake Fromm.
They got five left. They go 4-2. That's 10.
I'm sorry, what?
Wait. Say it one more time.
That was incorrect.
Say it one more time. Go ahead. Wait. Say it one more time.
That was incorrect. 4-1. 4-1.
Oh, this
that,
dude.
That was a tough one. That was a tough one right there.
Boy, Matt is not your strong suit.
Parlay Loser on Twitter says, DeAndre Carter would be my unsung hero. And I wouldn't say quite unsung hero for Ioannidis on the year, but damn, it felt good to see him get that sack. Robert Brown on Twitter says, what about DeShazer Everett out there flying around being physical, a definite unsung hero? DeShazer Everett is a violent football player.
I love the way he plays.
Me too. Let's go to Bernie in Potomac Falls.
I love how he plays.
What's up, Bernie?
Hey, how's it going, man? I was going to say Carter, but you know, I'm going to go John Bates.
That's a good one.
Because I don't know how to grade blocking. I don't know how to do that. But it seems like he is on those running plays. It is it's no surprise that Gibson's kind of getting those runs when Bates is in there driving through his man, and he makes first down catches. Reminds me of Henry Ellard. Like every time he catches the ball, it's a first down. You know, move the chains. When you think at the beginning of the year, he wasn't going to get any time, and they're even going to need more of him now with Thomas going out. So I think he cannot just be a blocking threat and a, you know, 7-yard turnaround threat. Maybe he can get that 20, 30-yard seam route that teams seem to run against us. But I know you got a lot of calls, gentlemen. Thanks.
Thank you, Bernie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think the thing with Bates is he can help you. He's got really good hands. There's just not going to be a lot of yak there. He's not a
– Bates or Bateman? Which one is
he? Bates is the blocker. Bateman catches passes.
So when he's blocking, he's Bates, and when he catches, Bateman. So we had two people right
It's a Batman Bruce Wayne situation.
Yeah, two people got that.
My boy Burroughs texted the same thing. He said, Bates is an unsung hero, been blocking well, and has made decent plays in the pass game. I mean, I think he had about 40 yards receiving yesterday. Yeah, he finished yesterday with three catches for 42 yards, including a 23-yarder. So that's some decent production.
Yeah.
Let's keep the phone lines going. Our guy Lewis is on the line from Silver Spring. What's up, Lou?
Hey, guys. Happy Victory Monday. Thanks for taking my call. You guys touched on it. I would say the D-line depth, definitely unsung heroes because, you know, those guys seem to be playing really well, really cohesive, you know, even with Chase and Montez out of the lineup. So I would say the D-line depth. And then I'm going to give one to the O-line coach because, you know, through injuries, stuff like that, you know, we're playing with our fourth string center. That's got to be very, very difficult to do and still dominate the line of scrimmage. So to me, that speaks to coaching. So I'm going to give one to him. And then the obvious one to me, he was out yesterday. And to me, it looked like it was Landon Collins. But thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right, man.
Thank you for the call, Lewis.
I think he's right. Giving one to the coach, Coach Masco, is definitely one. I'm going to also flip it over and say, how about the defense? Man, they have changed up what they were doing in those first eight games. They weren't blitzing a lot. They were talking about they were blitzing. No, they're blitzing, and they're getting to people. Now, they changed that scheme up a little bit in the second half of the season, so you have to give them credit for that because I know a lot of coaches don't like changing schemes. They have.
I think they changed offense and defense. I mean,
yeah.
Listen, I know at times, especially during the losing streak, it kind of got hard to listen to Rivera in some of his platitudes, some of his coach speak. But real or perceived, whatever self-scouting they did during the bye week, they have completely turned their season around. Mm-hmm. And you got to give them credit for that. And we can poke fun at them saying they were close in a two-touchdown loss to the Saints or whatever. But they have turned their season around. And to your point, B, you got to credit the coaching staff. I think to completely kind of flip upside down your offense and become this run-first power team and then to figure out that you have to make significant changes defensively, I think, you know, the linebackers for this team are interesting because they make mistakes and they're not always there. But I thought Cole Holcomb made a huge play on Derek Carr had Foster Moreau open for a touchdown, and Holcomb closed on it and was able to knock the ball away. I thought Jamin Davis had a huge play on a screen that he was on the backside, recognized it, came down, chased down the play, and that speed is tough to coach. You either have that or you don't, and I thought both of those were really pretty important. I think I got this one from Justin Banks. I don't know that this counts as an unsung guy, but Justin says, Ereck Flowers. Not just during this stretch, but all year. Was there a better guard in the NFL in November? Flowers has been great. What are you laughing about?
I'll tell you later. No, I'm going to tell you now. If the Bills win tonight, guess who got to drink hot sauce?
It's not me. I won my pick.
I say guess.
Is it?
I didn't say it's a you.
Is it Landfill?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Let's go, Bills.
You have the Pats tonight?
No.
I took the Niners.
Oh, so you've lost.
Have.
Wow. How are you going to handle the hot sauce, Landfill?
I mean, I do drink hot sauce just for the hell of it from time to time, so I'm not super worried.
Wait. What?
Why?
Because it's delicious.
Oh, my.
You just periodically drink hot sauce?
You haven't tried this one.
This is much hotter, so, you know.
How
I'm
often do you
worried.
Drink hot sauce? Because I've now done it twice in the last couple months, and it's awful. Last week wrecked my stomach all week.
Like maybe once a week or something.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You drink hot sauce once a week?
What kind?
Sure. I mean, it's not the crazy hot stuff like that, but I'll go like a Frank's Red Hot, a buffalo sauce. I'll just, you know, it's delicious. You
like
gotta
out
drink
of
some.
The bottle?
Out of the bottle, out of packets. You know, when you get packets, you can't throw those away. That's good stuff, so you just consume it. If you're out of stuff to consume it on, you just go straight from the package.
Wow.
Okay.
I am not interested in that. But I
you might
want
to practice, JP. Help yourself out.
No, thanks. I got enough going on with my voice box. I don't need some straight from the package Frank's Red Hot. Phone lines are going. We got to talk about this. And this isn't crazy. There's two real questions. Is B. Mitch finally happy? Is one. But two,
not completely happy.
But don't tell him yet. If you start looking at playoff matchups, who's the best fit for Washington? They're going to have to go on the road. Who could they go out and beat? Talk about that next. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.